Have you ever given much thought to the fact that Jesus had friends? Not just his 12 disciples, but this group of siblings, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Their home in Bethany, a suburb of Jerusalem, was kind of like an Airbnb to Jesus, but it was more than that. He spent a lot of personal time with them, knew them more deeply than even some of his disciples. And it's into this setting of friendship that Jesus shows up today. The friendship becomes the place where he previews his own death and resurrection. It also becomes a place for us to wrestle with our own beliefs about death and dying. Jesus shows up for us when we're paranoid and fearful about death, or even when we are just trying to avoid it, we're in denial about it. He shows up and walks through the valley of the shadow of death with us and out the other end. I want you to see Jesus as the resurrection and the life today. I want you to see him as the friend of people who are mourning. I want you to see Jesus mourning with them, even though he's got the power to stop it or to bring his friend back. Do you notice Jesus showed up for Lazarus after he died? He waited. Word got to Jesus, a message was sent that Lazarus was really sick because they knew Jesus was someone special. They knew he had power over death. And so they sent him a message for help, and he stayed put. And then by his divine knowledge, he knows when Lazarus has died. In his words, he says, Lazarus has fallen asleep. And so understandably, the sisters both have a similar reaction. If you had been here, our brother would not be dead. He'd still be alive. What a confession of their faith in who they know Jesus is. But Jesus waits. And we too might find ourselves having similar questions like those sisters. We know Jesus is someone special, more than a man, has power over death. And yet we still ask, like they did, why so young? Why so painful? Why them? Why now? And when we ask those questions, we're in good company. The company of the friends of Jesus who ask those same questions too. We're allowed to ask those questions. We just need Jesus to show up in our distress like he did for his friends. When he did show up, he showed up with a full heart. In John chapter 11, we're told that by going back to this area, Jesus is putting himself at risk. He had almost been stoned to death here before, and his disciples are even asking, why are we going there? Do you realize what's waiting for us? A trap. Jesus, this is going to be like pouring gas on the fire. Tensions are going to escalate with your enemies. One of them, Thomas, says, we might as well go die with you, Jesus. That's what's going to happen there. But Jesus puts himself in danger for his friends, yes, but also because he's ready. He is prepared to die. And he comes to his friends and shows up for them with a full heart. Twice in this chapter, we're told Jesus was deeply moved. Jesus is not an emotionless stoic. He knows he's got power over death, and yet he's still bothered by death as an enemy. The Lord of life faces death as an enemy. He knew more than any of us realize what it was like to have no death, a time without death, and that death came into the world as a direct result of sin, a consequence of sin. This was not the way it was supposed to be. Death is not natural, even though we're used to it now. That's why it hurts so much. That's why it's so troubling to us. Death is a thief. Death seems to get the final word. And Jesus faces death as an enemy, deeply moved. We could safely assume he was moved with the sisters in their agony. He was feeling with them, feeling for them, but also for his friend Lazarus. He missed him. This was the one whom he loved, John tells us. That same phrase is used for the disciple John, the one whom he loved. A special kind of friendship with Lazarus, a deeper connection. This is very personal to Jesus. This phrase even has a meaning of agitation, frustration, and anger. Could Jesus be angry at death itself as an enemy? If you get worked up about death and don't understand your emotions in times of death, and you get frustrated and angry, you are in good company. The company of Jesus, who felt those ways too. Jesus shows up for Martha. Martha runs out to meet him. Mary stays back. People grieve differently. There's no one program or schedule for how to do it. And Martha comes and says, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." What a confession of faith in the face of death. She is not letting death have the last word. She's confessing what she knows. From the Old Testament prophets, they talked about a day, a last day, on which God would show up very visibly and obviously, on which all the wrongs would be righted, on which God would save his people forever, reuniting bodies with souls, on a day on which the new creation would be ushered in to replace this failing one we're living in that's under the curse of sin and death. She confesses her faith so beautifully, but she needs the dots connected, and that's what Jesus does for her. Because grief clouds things, right? For us too. We confess in our creeds, we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, and that Jesus will come to judge the living and the dead. We throw that in the face of death so it doesn't have the last word. But when there is death, it is hard to see through the clouds of grief. When it gets personal, when we get that phone call, when we're missing him or her on their birthdays, their anniversaries, and holidays, when we walk down the aisle with that casket, when we lower that urn into the ground, when we're caring for that loved one who's in hospice, when it's personal, Jesus connects the dots for us too. The same way, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." That believer who dies is with the Lord instantly, as if being woken up from asleep, woken up by the voice of Jesus, called by name, forever with him, not floating around somewhere, not unconscious, not a ghost. With the Lord, they are better taken care of, better off than they have ever been. They have met their goal. They are fine, but we are not. And that's why we need Jesus to show up for us as he did for Martha. And then he shows up for Mary too. She's hanging back in the house. Commentators will say maybe she was the silent mourner. Some of us have trouble expressing in words what we're feeling at times like that. And there's Mary in silence in her grief until Jesus shows up. He calls for her and she comes. All the friends around her think she's going to the tomb because that's what you do. You go look at the tomb. But no, she goes and looks at Jesus. And as many times as you and I will visit those tombs and those graves, and we should, and as many times as we will pore over those picture albums and remember and look forward to reunion in heaven, as many times as we do that, would we hear Jesus calling us, and would we look at him just like Mary does? Jesus doesn't connect the dots for Mary as he did for Martha. Instead, he just asks, where is he? Where did they put him? Where's his tomb? And Jesus shows up for Lazarus. Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. With those little words that are so packed with power, death is reversed, decay is reversed, breath fills breathless lungs, a pulse quickens where there was none before. Lazarus is called back. You ever thought about what Lazarus felt about this? We're not told. But where was he? Can we safely assume Lazarus was in heaven? Where else would he be from what the Bible tells us happens after death to your soul until the last day when your body's brought back with your soul? Can you imagine what Lazarus is feeling like? I was there, now I'm back here, only to die again one day? We don't know. We do know many believed in Jesus the way Mary and Martha believed in Jesus. And some got so mad at this event, they plotted to take Jesus' life and kill Lazarus again too, so death would get the last word and Jesus wouldn't. Jesus shows up for you in times of death too. Jesus brought that resurrection that's going to happen on the last day. He brought it into the present for Lazarus. Reunited body and soul right there. That's what's going to happen to your body and soul on the last day. This was a preview, you see. It was a preview of his own death and resurrection just over a week later on Good Friday and Easter. And it was a preview of what the Bible tells us. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of archangel, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Same way he called Lazarus, with a loud command. That's how you'll be woken up. I hope you saw the friendship of Jesus today as the setting in which he showed his power over death. I hope you saw the way Jesus showed up for his friends as more than a friend, as the resurrection and the life. And I pray that you too can be those kinds of friends for each other in those times, sharing scripture, sharing a favorite song or hymn, praying with those going through those times, supporting each other the way Jesus showed up for his friends. And I pray also that when these times come, a part of all of us is going to have paranoia about them, fear, wanting to avoid it, deny it as long as possible, but no. I pray that you're able to face it because death doesn't get the final word. Jesus does. That you're able to face it with him. And I pray that as you do, you don't grieve without hope, but you grieve with Jesus, the resurrection and the life. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Emmanuel's Sermon Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Emmanuel, you can follow us on Facebook or visit us at imluth.org. That's immluth.org. Have a great day.